The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. A Wisconsin judge in the national court system has said that a 1952 law establishing a national day of prayer violates the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment. Here is what the reference to religion in the First Amendment actually says. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The debate in Congress the day the First Amendment was approved makes it crystal clear that they were making sure the national government could not establish a national church. But since 1947, it has been interpreted just the opposite from its original intent, declaring that the church cannot get the message of the gospel of the kingdom of Christ into the public realm. Thus, those who have an agenda to change America from its original biblical worldview to atheism and socialism roll on. It was not always this way in America. Up until 1947, America had openly acknowledged God's work in our land. But a very well thought out plan had been laid in the early 1900s to change the Christian worldview of America to atheism and socialism. The first overt act aimed at blocking the flow of that Christian foundation to the next generation came in a Supreme Court case in 1947 known as Everson versus Board of Education. In that case, the U.S. Supreme Court claimed that the U.S. Constitution, quote, erected a wall of separation between church and state. This ruling became the basis for case after case, which has interpreted their interpretation to mean the church cannot influence the government. The courts constantly implied this was the intent of our founders in their writing of the Constitution. However, a careful study of the founders' writings and acts reveal that the Supreme Court had no basis whatever for ruling that the church has no right to influence the government. The founders believed God Himself caused this nation to be born. George Washington, who was the president of the Constitutional Convention, looking back on it, said, quote, "We may, with a kind of pious and grateful exultation, trace the finger of providence through those dark and mysterious events which first induced the states to appoint a general convention and then led them one after another into an adoption of the system recommended by that general convention." In fact, just 55 years before the 1947 ruling, the U.S. Supreme Court had stated in no uncertain terms just the opposite. In 1892, in the case Church of the Holy Trinity versus the United States, after reviewing hundreds of our government documents from the past, the High Court would state, quote, "We are a Christian people." They listed many of the statements they had researched, but perhaps the most direct one they quoted from was the New York State Supreme Court. Chief Justice Kent, renowned commentator on the law, had stated in the Peoples versus Rugal case, quote, "The people of this state, in common with the people of this country, profess the general doctrines of Christianity as the rule of their faith and practice. We are a Christian people," he said, "and the morality of the country is deeply engrafted upon Christianity. We find everywhere a clear recognition of this same truth." The Bible says, "Remember those who led you," Hebrews 13:7. Shouldn't we listen more to those who created this nation than a group of atheistic socialists who are trying to destroy what our founders created? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian History Tours and American Heritage Seminars, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.